Okay, today is Daf Yud Chet in the Sefer Zvachim, or on Yud Testament, or on Yud Zayin Amid Beis, or the two Daf Mechusar Begadar. I know we're a little behind, but it's one Sukkah, there was no way to stop yesterday, and it's not a difficult Sukkah today, and we're not going to be behind. So, the Mishnah said that if a Kohen wears Mechusar Begadim, then the Avoda is not good, right? Any time that a Kohen is lacking the Begadim, the avod is no good. What does that mean? He has to wear, if the Kohen Gadol has to wear 8, and the Kohen Hadid has to wear 4. And so a whole Shiloh, what if a Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, wears the gold instead of the white, the Gadol, and it goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim? Is that considered Mechusar Begadim or not? Interesting question. He doesn't answer it. This is the Pesach Chiyuv. What? What do you mean, Moshe Korea? The special thing, you can't wear gold when you go into the Kodesh Goshen because of Enkai Teganat and Senegar. Is that possibly a Voda? What? Right, so am I and am I not? Right? So, that was the discussion here. Okay, anyway. Manolan. I apologize for my voice. Manolan, how do you know that a Mechusar Begadim is possible? How do you know that? Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umatsav Meshmed Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Damar Kua, it says like this. It says in the Pasuk, it says, I think it's in Kisisa, V'chagarta osam avneit Aaron uvanov, V'chavash tolahem igvah, V'hoi solahem kuhuna l'chukas olam. Right? So, bizman shebigdehem aleihem, when they're wearing the begadim, kuhuna sam aleihem, they are kahanim. Ein bigdehem aleihem, if they're not wearing the begadim, ein kuhuna sam aleihem, they're not kahanim. Very simple. Very simple. The whole Amid's going to be, we're going to have the next Amid, the question is going to be, is this really the Makar? I have other sources. Says the Gemara, that's the Makar. I have a different Makar. The Tanya, the Brisa says like this, how do you know that someone who is drunk, a Kohen who is drunk, doesn't even mean drunk, he drank, whatever the shear is, Shim Avad, that if he did do the Avoda, Chilel, he ruins it. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says, Yayin B'Shecher Al Tesht. Right? Can't drink wine. Ulahavdil, and the Pasuk says like this. This is the Pasuk in Vayikra, in Shmini. Ulahavdil, Bein HaKodesh, Ubein HaChol. To make a distinction between Kodesh and Chol. Which is mechusar begadim. If someone's lacking clothing, shelo rachat yadayim v'raglayim, or he didn't wash his hands and feet like he's supposed to in the morning, minayin. How do you know that's no good? Talmud lomar chuka l'gzeirah shava. It's gzeirah shava. What's gzeirah shava? It says by shtuya yayin chuka solam, and it says by mechusar begadim. Also, the word chukah, just like shtuya yayin is a chilel, so too mechusar begadim is a chilel. It's a gzeirah shava. Why did you bring me a pasuk from Parshas Kisisa? It's a gzeirah shava. It's a pasuk in the Kisisa. It's a gzeirah shava. It could be in the Tzava. Why is the Tzava? Or whatever. Since Shemos, I have a gzeirah shava. So the Gemara says no. Imei hasam. If I would have only had. If I would have only had the Gzeirah Shava, right? Havamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Avoda Dezor Chayev Aleha Misa. But that's only true if the Kohen performs an Avoda, which a Dezor performs it, the Dezor gets Misa. Aval Avoda De Ein Zor Chayev Aleha Misa. But if the Kohen wears the Begadim in an Avoda, that if a Zohar would be doing that Avoda, there would not be Misa, then there would be no Chilol, aim a low, there's no Chilol, Kamash Malan, that's why I need the Pasuk in Tetzaveh. What's going on here? Let's look at Rashi. It's the second to last wide line in Rashi. Havamina Hani, second to last wide line, way up on top. Hani Mili. Dimachli Avoda, that the Avoda is no good. The Mechusar Begadim. If it would be an avoda, that if a zar does it, he gets misa. Which avodas are those? Like it says, Bivoachem al Olamoed, Losa Musu, Bavod Shiesh Bachir Misa, Lipsul Makaza Badaver. That pasuk is only talking about someone who gets Misa, someone who gets Misa, if the Zohar does the Avodah. The Ein and Ella Arba Avodah. There are only four Avodahs that if the Zohar does it, he gets Misa. Only four. What are they? Zrika, Haktara, Misa Chamayim, and Yayim. That's it. Those are the only four. If a Zohar does Holacha or Kabbalah, now they do that. So they get Misa for that. Right? Only those four. Why? Why only those four? Could the Alfina Perak Bey say to Yuma, Me'ava Avodaschem, Avodas Matana, Bazar Karv Yumas, Avodas Matana, Velo Avodas Siluk. Only time a Zohar gets Misa is if he doesn't have Avodah, which is considered a Matana. Right? The Avadatem Avodah Tama. You do a full Avodah, Delo Avodah, Sheish Achreha Avodah. You don't do an Avodah that's followed by another Avodah. Kigon, Kabbalah, Holacha, Kmita, B'chol, Chiyuch, Misa, Tepsuli, Avodah, Mizaris, Gamrina. All the Misas are learned out of it. Kiditnan, Eferk Basra, Hakomate, if someone does Komates, Vabolel, Mixes, Vayotzeik, Pours, Vamakabal, Dumim, the Ein Behem, Lomisham Zaris, Lomisham Toma, Lomisham Chas Vagadam, Lomisham Shalabach, Alma, Mizar Gamrina. So what do you see, says Rashi? If I would have had that Gzeir Shava, I would have thought that only applies by the Abodin, where a Zohar does it against Misa. Why? Because I've been learned out of Zohar. But how do I know if a Kohen's not wearing the Begadim by another Abodah, that it's also no good? That's why I have the pasuk we started off with. When they're wearing the Begadim, they're considered Kahanim, and when they're not wearing the Begadim, they're not considered Kahanim. Okay? Now, Ashkechan mechusav begadim. That's all good by mechusav begadim. Shtuya yayin minolon. How do you know that a shtuya yayin gets misa for that? Right? Even if it's an avodah that a zohar won't get misa for. The Gemara says, it's yachukahukah mechusav begadim. We have a gzeira shava. But Tana, we just said a minute ago, Ulahavdil Bain, right? We started off this whole discussion. Ulahavdil Bain, Hakodesh Bain Hakol. Thank you. Ulahavdil Bain, Hakodesh Bain Hakol. Right, the second to last line on Yudayan Amid Bay said, Ulahavdil Bain, Hakodesh Bain Hakol, because of Begadim, Vishol Rokhat Araglayim, Talmud Loma Chuka Chuka. Now the Gemara says, how do you know? But Tanya, Ulahavdil Bain, right? Ulahavdil Bain. Kanasiv law. Right? The Makar was from Lahavdil. Right? Now how can we say that now it's a Gzeir Shava? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara answers, yeah, Mekameh Delekim Gzeir Shava. Right, before we heard about that Gzeir Shava. You're right. Once we heard that Gzeir Shava, it's a Gzeir Shava. But before we heard the Gzeir Shava, what did we do? We had this Pasuk of Lahavdil. But doesn't Mechusav Begadim learn that from Shtuya Yayin, not the other way around? The Gemara says, you're right. Achi Kamar. Minayin Shalo Nechlav Bein Mechusav Begadim Shtuya Yayin Shalo Yigas Maglai V'yadayim. How do you know there's no difference between any of them? They're all no good. Talmud Lomar. Chuka Chuka L'Gzeir Shava. It's all L'Gzeir Shava. So the Gemara says, Ella L'Havdil L'Amali. If it's L'Gzeir Shava, what do I do with the Pasuk of L'Havdil Bein HaKodesh Bein HaKol, which seems to make a distinction between things you can't do and things you can do? The Gemara says, look at the Rav. The Rav, listen to this. The Rav, lo mokim amora ale miyom atava l'chavre mishom shechros. Rav would not allow an interpreter to get up there and repeat over the shir on Yontif because he was afraid maybe somebody's drunk. In other words, he took the shir very, very far. Not only is it a problem with a kohen being drunk, the problem even intoxicating when you're in a you know in the state of Petimcha. You had a little too drink by the Kiddush, so when you intoxicating, you can't do it. That's a Rav held. Why? That's in the public. You have to make a distinction between Kodesh and not Kodesh. So he was very, very machmir about that. Okay, that came over a little hard. After that, it's fine. So the Gemara says like this, Akati mehocha nafka, still. back to the same question. That's the makor that you're not allowed to, that a kohen has to wear his begotim from the pasuk into Davet. It's mehacha mafka, mehasa mafka from here. The nasnu ne Aaron a kohen, right? The pasuk continues. The nasnu ne Aaron a kohen ish ala mizbeach, but orhu ish im ala ish, right? Now, obviously, why does it say v'nasnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen? Isn't that redundant? The answer is b'kihuno. They have to be kahanim. What does it mean they have to be kahanim? They're born kahanim. No. Limeid al-kohen gadol shalavash b'gdei kohen hedyot. The kohen gadol, where is b'gdei kohen hedyot? Ba'avad avodaso, psula. No good. No good. Why? He's not considered a kohen. Why not? He's not wearing the right begadim. So that's the makar that you have to wear begadim. The Gemara says no. Havamina hanimili avoda de ma'akva kapara. Maybe that would only be true on an avoda that's ma'akev. Aval avoda de lo ma'akva kapara lo. But if it's a avoda that's not ma'akev, not every avoda is ma'akev. How would I know if it's an avoda that's not ma'akev, right? Then it wouldn't make a difference. Rashi says, gigantic Rashi here. One second. You want to do the Rashi inside? It's a gigantic Rashi here going through. Well, let's do the Rashi inside. Ime Hasam. By the way, that Pasuk. The Nasnu B'nei Aaron HaKohen is talking about the Eish, right? The Eish Al HaMizbeach V'Orchu Eitzim Al HaEish. Okay? That's what that pasuk is talking about. And it says Aaron HaKohen. So it's Aaron HaKohen. It says B'nei Aaron HaKohen. So, oh, there, I would have thought that only makes a difference if it's Ma'akev. But if it's not Ma'akev, how would I know? Therefore, I need the pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh that we started off with today's talk. So Rashi says, "The v'hoysel and kuna having mukmina le bahu avoda hamakeres kapara. Avod nasinas eish shall hedyot the mitzvah ba'almahu. That's just the mitzvah ba'alma. Shareyesh sham eish yardim in shemayim, because it's an eish that comes down from heaven. We all know that. Ema lo tibay begadim. I would think who needs begadim doing avoda that's not even necessary. Why do we start a fire? Does the fire come down from heaven?" Right? Why do we do that? The reason we do it is because it's very nice that it comes down from heaven. We're showing our excitement to do it. So we do it anyway. Right? Kamash Malan, Benosta B'Aaron HaKohen, Eish Lachi Katsa Pacha. Pacha Chasa Begadim L'Meila. Right? The Ovid Aaron, Big the Head Yod, Lo Shaper Ovid. That if Aaron does work with regular clothes to do something that's not necessary, it's still no good. Right? Why? That's the rule. Well, fine, so we can stop there. In other words, even though, it's fascinating, even though there's no din to even do this Eish, because the fire comes down from heaven, the miraculous thing, nevertheless, we still do it. And we still do it, and the Kohen has to wear the right clothing. Could this teach me other? No, it doesn't teach me other things. That's why I have the puzzle that we started off the dock with. Okay? Now, again, the Akati, Nehacha Nafka, Nehacha Nafka, another puzzle. It says, V'archu b'nei Aaron HaKohenim, it's Hanasachim. Hakahanim, the Kihunan. When the Kahanim are in their state of Kahuna. Mikan, the Kohen Hedyot. Here we see a Kohen Hedyot. Shalabash, Big Day Kohen Gadol. V'Avar Avodaso, Sula. Right? Again, another Pasuk. The Gemara says, Ime Hasam, Hava Mina Hanimili Chisur. That's all the. If you're missing, Avol Yitur. What do we have? Too many Begadim. Avol Yitur, Lo. But if you're wearing too many, it's not a problem. Kabash Balan, that's why I need the other pasuk.
What do you mean too much?
This is a good question. I don't know. Good question. Okay, it's a good question. I don't know. Now we're going to go off on not a tangent. But now we're going to discuss the actual Big Day Kahuna. The actual Big Day Kahuna. is actually with the Kuna. We're going to have a lot of rules now. It's very, it's a dry dock, but we'll get to Tzitzis in a few minutes. All of a sudden, we'll get to Tzitzis. So the halacha is that it says in the Torah that the Big Day Kuna, what does the pasuk say? The Big Day Kuna are Midei Bad, that to fit you? What if they didn't fit? Shia, what if the Big Day Kuna didn't fit? That to fit, right? What if they didn't fit? What if they didn't fit? Too big, too small. What if they didn't fit? So here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Hayu Merushalin. What if they're too long? Too long. Or Mesulakin. Oh, they're too short. Or Mesuchakin. Or they're not so clean. They're a little dirty. V'avad avodaso kshera. Not a problem. Not a problem. Lavash shnei michnasayim. What if you're wearing two pairs of pants? Or shnei avnetim, two belts. Chasar achas, yeser achas, one less and one more, says Rashi, one less and one more. Mikol habegadim. We already said if you're wearing two pants and two belts. What are we adding on by saying one less and one more? What are we adding on by that? So Rashi says, mikol habegadim. I don't know what Rashi, what does Rashi mean by that? I don't know what the Braisa means. They go, what Rashi means? What does the Braisa mean? Everybody says you're wearing two pairs of pants. You have four begadim, but you're not wearing a belt because you're wearing two pairs of pants. That's what it means. Okay. Yeah. Right. I hear you. Oh. Right. So I don't. This is a question I had last night when I was preparing. I don't know the answer. What about undergarments? Undergarments considered a problem? Because we're going to see in a minute. Oh, shaisel reti al maka. You have a band-aid. You have a band-aid on your body to protect from a maka. Bizarro, amakas bizarro, takas begado. Right? In other words, the halacha was the big day kahuna has it can't be a chatzitza between the big day kahuna and your body. So a band-aid, what about underwear? I don't know. Maybe that doesn't care. I don't know. A band-aid's a problem. Oh, shahayu mitushtoshin. Or the clothing are mitushtoshin. They're dirty. Oh, but before it wasn't dirty. Before they were just not new. When I said before dirty, I might have made a mistake. When I said that they were mishukhakin, mishukhakin doesn't mean dirty. It means old. Worn out. Right. Here it means mitushtoshin. Rashi says betit, with mud. The whole discussion, what? I'm sorry? Besmeared. They're besmeared. We're gonna have a discussion later in the Masechta. What if they're dirty because of dam? We're doing that both. So they got dirty. What? Right. They didn't start that. Right. No. This is dirty because my kids. My kids took it to the chocolate and put it on my big day kahuna. That's a different story. That's a bazillion. Having the dam is not a bazillion. That's my job. And the koi is supposed to work in dam. So or mikroid or they're ripped. V'avar avodaso, and he did the avoda. Psula, pasta. So back, I don't know, what do you think about undergarments? What? And no, he would be if it's a legitimate child. I don't think anybody wore undergarments in the old days anyway. They didn't even have to do it. But even a band-aid the problem. Right? As Mar said, the band-aid the problem. Anyway, I'm Rabbi Huda, I'm our Shmuel. Rabbi Huda says the name of Shmuel, Mirushlin Ksherin, if they're too long, they're okay. Mesulakin Psulin. If they're not too long, if they're too short, that's a problem. I bought how could what? Because they had to fit. They had to fit. What? No, it's just midebad. That's a mida. They have to measure you. They can't be. As a matter of fact, in Mechon HaMikdash, selling that big day kahuna. So I thought, it's granted, I had him when I was in Israel, how much does it cost? So he said, well, the kahuna has to come down to be measured. Because you have to fit. I said, how much are they? He says, they're about $3,000 a set of four begadim. I said, all right, I'm not that friendly with these kahanim. I said, like, that's a lot of us. Yeah, you have it already? You have it already? Excellent. But the point is, they measure you. Because if you look like a schlub, or if you look like, you know, these kids that they grow and the parents don't have a chance to get the new suit and they look like they're too short, they don't look like that. What? Yeah, 100%. I'm saying, it's not right. It's they do it right over there. But the point is, it has to fit you. It has to fit you. Why does it have to fit you? The whole Bintik Kahuna. The whole Bintik Kahuna is a Musar in when you're doing Hashem's service, you look a certain way. That's the whole Musar of Bintik Kahuna. When you're doing Hashem's service, when you're doing God's work, you look a certain way. You don't look like a shlum. You don't look too skinny. Everything's perfect. Everything's perfect. What has a stain on it? You don't wear it. It's an ideal. It's an ideal when you daven. You shouldn't just wear any old clothing. You daven. You do an avodah for Hashem. You should look a certain way. When you do a bedikas chomet, you shouldn't just wear any old clothing. You should dress a certain way. Now, how far you want to take that? It depends on the kind of person you are. But the general idea that when you're doing a God service, you should look a certain way. So who cares what I'm wearing? No, it makes a difference. How do you know? Because if God cares what they're wearing, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. How, like I said, how far you want to take that? That depends on different people. But the idea is still a true idea. Every religion is like that. Every priest and every what will have them, but it's true. Why? Because when you're doing God's work, you should look a certain way. Okay. I will just say now that if it's too long, if the clothing are too long, it's kosher. How can you say that? Well, Tanya, Mr. Lucking Sharon. I'm sorry, Mr. Lucking Sharon. How can you say that if it's too short, they're puzzled? He said that if they're too short, they're puzzled. But our bride said if they're too short, they're okay. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Lo Kasher Kan." When are they kosher? Mr. Lucking, are they Avne? You know what? They're not really too short. What happened was when you put the belt on, you hitch the pants up with the belt. That's fine. You know why? Because at the end of the day, the clothing fits you. The belt, the way you tied your belt, you have the pants too high. The Kan, the last new Meikra. And when they're puzzle, you didn't do that. They're too short. Klal. You didn't do that at all. Rav Amar. Rav says, no. Echadzev, v'echadzev, psulim. They're both puzzle. Rav Huna ikli la Argiza. Rav Huna went to the town of Argiza. Rami la bar ish b'chideh. One of the innkeepers asked him the following question. Mi amar Shmuel merushlin k'sherin, mishlakin psulim? Did Shmuel really say that? That what? That if they're too long, it's fine. But if they're too short, it's puzzle. I have Tanya, Mr. Locking Sharon. We learned that if it's too short, it's also kosher. It might not be a lechatchila to have them not fit you. But Lamaisa, it's okay. So Amalei, so he answered back, Bar Minei Dahi, leave that kasha alone. The Shnia, Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama answered it, right? What was his answer? His answer was, if the belt is hitching up the pants of that. Right? That's what his answer was. El Rav Kasha. The problem is Rav is a Kasha. Why? Because Rav said they're both puzzled. And the Brisa said they're both kosher. So the Gemara says, V'chitema, my Merushlin. What does Merushlin mean? Misulakin al yedei avnet. That when it says they're too long, Merushlin means too long, right? Right? That they're too long because of the Avne. What does that mean? Too long because of the Avne? What? Why are they too long? Why are they too long? Why are they too long because of the belt? But why are they... That's what it means? The Avne Megaz Ogiz. Right? What does that mean? What does that mean? The Avnet Megaz Ogiz. That's okay? So that's why that part of Rav makes sense. Really, if they're too long, they're okay. Rav said they're not okay. That's what it means? That the belt is facilitating the dragging. So Rav said that. So who's that good or not? Yeah, my Merushalin. What does it mean that it's too long? It's only too long because the belt makes it too long. That's okay. In other words, really, it's not too long. It's the exact same case as before, it's short. Really, it's not too long. Why does it look too long? Because the belt is facilitated and people. It's heavy, right. Ella, Misulakin Kasha. The problem is, how could it be too short? Our Bryson said, if it's too short, it's okay. How could Ralph say it's not okay? Amar of Zera, Rav Chadatani. Rav taught one thing. Merushlin. What does it mean, Merushlin? What does it mean it's too long? Shesilkan al yadei merushlin. Shesilkan al yadei avne ksherin. It's kosher. Okay? Does that make sense? Now, comes out, there are four levels here about the Bigdei Kahuna. You ready? If they're too short, meaning the mamash too short, no machlokas, everyone holds their puzzle. Too short is puzzle. If they're too long, why are they too long? Just too long. So according to Rav, it's puzzle. According to Shmuel, it's kosher. If they are too long, but the avnate makes them shorter, right? According to Rav, that's puzzle. But according to Shmuel, that's kosher. And number four, if they're too long, and you made them shorter with the avnate, everyone holds that's kosher. Okay, those are the four shittas. Now, three was... According to Rav, in the third case, the avnet makes it look like you cut them. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. But that's the fourth case. That's the third case. Ah, okay. Okay, so the third case was it fit perfectly, made it too short. The fourth case was it was too long, and you made it fit with the belt. Okay. Okay, now, Amar Yirmi Midifti, listen to this. Mirushlin, if they're too long, shalot silkon, and you don't make them shorter, tanoihi. That's a machlokas tanoihi. Okay? Again, they're mirushlin, they're too short, and you don't make them shorter with the belt. You don't hitch them up with the belt. It's too long. It's too long, and you don't hitch them up with the belt. That's a machlokas tanoihi. Where's the machlokas tanoihi? The tanya. It says in the braisa, al arba kanfos kisuscha. But you have to have a tzitzis, have to be placed on a four-cornered garment. How is this going to be in my focus tonight? You'll see in a minute. Tzitzis have to be on a four-cornered garment. Everybody knows this halacha, right? What about this? Arba, a four-cornered garment, below shalosh. Not a three-cornered garment. O'eno ella arba, below chamesh. Maybe it means a four-cornered garment, but not a five-cornered garment. If you have a five-cornered garment, do you put tzitzis on? The answer is absolutely. How do you have a five-cornered garment? Well, you take one of your corners. Rashi says you cut a diagonal, and I have two extra corners there. They have five corners. You put this on all five? Absolutely. Because your omor, when it says, Asher Techazaba, Hare Balas Chamesh Omor. That means a five corner garment. That's yes, Chayim. Hamani Mekayim Arba. So why did it say four? Arba below Shalosh. The minimum number is four, not three. Umar Isa, Rabbah Balas Chamesh, Lahoti Balas Shalosh. Why am I learning it that way? Why am I adding a five-cornered garment and excluding a three-cornered garment? Marbani balas chamesh. You know why I'm adding a five-cornered garment? I'll tell you why. Sheyesh bechlal chamesh arba. Because it's already a four-cornered garment. It's four-cornered garment plus. Umotzi ani balas shalosh. And I'm going to exclude the three-cornered garment. Sheyesh bechlal shalosh arba. Which is not even a four-cornered garment. Right? Not even a four-cornered garment at all. Now, we didn't even get to the Hazus and Machlokas Tanya about the Bigdei Kahuna. We didn't get to that yet. Tanya Yedach, another Brashi says like this. Al Arba Kanfos Kisutcha, Arba Velo Shalosh. Arba Velo Chamesh. Not three and not five. My Lav Bahaka Miflugi. What are they arguing in? Mar Sabar. Yeser Mikan. It's Yedami. If you have too many corners, it's good. Umar Savar, come on, the lesser dummy. And the one who holds that five is no good is because it has to be exact. So too, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti, so too, Bigdei Kahuna, if you hold that any extra, as if it's not there, the five-cornered garment, the fifth corner, we're viewing as if it's not there, and therefore, it doesn't require tzitzis. What? But there's a machlokas tanoim here. One brisa said no. One brisa said yes. One brisa said only four. One brisa said no. Four and anything more than four. Three not. That one dispute. One brisa said four, anything more. Five, six. not a problem. It's chayiv and tzitzit. What? Right, exactly. It's counterintuitive. Exactly. If you hold that a five-corner garment is not required in tzitzit, then a long begadim are kosher. Why? Long begadim are kosher. Why? Because the extra portion is viewed if it's not there, and if you only have the four corners. No. Am I... No, I don't think so. I'll go back. Mar Savar Yeser Kaman to Issadami. One hold. I'm saying it wrong. Article says like you, David. I read it like the other way. Let's go like this. Mar Savar Yeser Kaman to Issadami. What does that mean? One hold who? So I'm going to read you the Hebrew in the Mishnah. You ready? Brisa shepatra talis bas chalak chamesh kanfos mitzitzit. The brisa that said you're potter from a five-corner garment. Savar shekol davar hamiyusar. Anything extra. Machshiv and oso kenimsa. As if it's there. Lachain balas chamesh petura. Shekiv and shakanav hachamishi nechshav kenimsa. Since the five-corner garment is there. Hare enu bas arba. It's not a four-corner garment. The Torah only said four. The Umar Savar commanded less at Dami. And other one said it's as if it's not there. Habraisa Shechayev is Talas Bas Chamesh Kanfos. The first Braisa that required five corners. Savra Shekal Dover Hamayusar. Anything extra. Nechshav Kamisha Eno. It's as if it's not there. The Kivan Shekain. Since that's true. Ein Nechshav Akadav Hamishi. It's not part of the talis. The next shevet kabbalas arba kanfos. It's only four cornered. The chayevet petitzit. Now ukamokay leinyan big day kahuna mirushlim. Same story with long big day kahuna with that hasover shikolam yuter kamisha eno. If you hold, if it's extra, it's as if it's not there. Kshira avodas koin to begad the elu. That would be okay. Why? Shechelek hamiyusar bebeged kibisha eno. The extra part of the big day kahuna is as if it's not there. Then koi nechshav lemiyusar begadim. It's not considered too long. Aval v'das hasover hamiyusar nechshav kinimza. But if you hold it, it's a problem. Then psula avedas hakoi puzzle. Shirlovish ugam chelek hamiyusar. He's doing a vote with long garments. Bedino kibisar begadim. And it's a problem. Okay? Very nice. So the Gemara says, no, don't compare Hilchas Tzitzit to Hilchas Big Dekun at all. The Kula Yama commands it's a dumb. Everybody holds, it's there. The shiny Hacha, you know what the difference is? The Rabbi Rachmana Asher Tachasaba. The Torah gave you a special heter, a special limud, to include Begadim, five corners or not. It has nothing to do with Big Dekuhuna. The Idach, Hay Asher Tachasaba, Mayav Dilei. What do they do with that din of? What do they do with the pasuk of Asher Tachasava? They don't hold for five corners. So what do you do with it? Before you let us get a Tanya, we use it for the following part, where we isem oso, it says to isem oso, prat l'ksus laila, to come to exclude a garment, I'll translate ksus laila. What does ksus laila mean? Pajamas. Who says that? That's what the Rambam says. That's what the Rosh says. The article says pajamas. It's a machlok between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says, Aksus Laila means it's nighttime. I don't care what the garment is, what time of the day is it? If it's nighttime, you don't require a tzitzit. If it's daytime, you do. The Rosh says, no, it's not Aksus Laila, it means pajamas. Or, the big issue, sheet, a blanket. Ksus Laila. So even if you're wearing it by yom, you don't put tzitzit on, according to the Rosh. Why? It's Ksus Laila. Nobody wears pajamas in the day. You wake up in the morning, and it's the day. How come you don't put tzitzit on? Because we all pass on at the Rosh. But they have pajamas with four corners. How come we don't put tzitzit on? It's not a new kumra. They thought of this question already. because the Rosh held that a ksus laila means pajamas, even if you wear them bayom. Everybody wears pajamas bayom because you wake up in the morning, you're still wearing them, right?
How can I put tzitzis on?
Ksus laila. According to the Rambam, it's not a ksus laila. Why? It's the day. You wear pajamas in the day? Put tzitzis on. What does the Rambam hold? It means only things at night. You're going out late at night, you're going out at night, you're going to a chasen at night, it's already dead, you don't have to wear tzitzis. Right? I remember on one of Rabbi Reiser, Navi Shurim, you know, the Master Shabbos from Rabbi Reiser from Brooklyn, this is one of the only times you're going to see in the Mechaber the following statement. Listen to the Mechaber. Laila loves man tzitzis. Laila is not a time of tzitzis. Why not? The imit or itim oso. Because it says, or itim oso, you should see them, you don't see tzitzis at night. Listen to what the Mechaber said. He said this like maybe four times in the whole halacha. Ula HaRambam. And according to the Rambam, Kol ma shalovish balayla, putter. You're wearing it at night, you're putter. Afilu hu miyuchad liyom. Even if it's a day shirt. But you're wearing it at night, you're putter. Ma shalovish bayom chayiv. Afilu miyuchad laila. If you're wearing it in the, if you're wearing pajamas during the day, I don't care that it's a night garment, says the Rambam. You chayiv and sit. Ula harash. And according to the Rosh, ksus hamiyuchad lalayla, if it's a pajamas, you only wear at night. Potter, afilu lov shavayom. Even if you wear them during the day, uksus hamiyuchad layom, oliyom v'layla, chayiv afilu lov shavalayla. When do you ever see the Mechaber quoting people's names? Very, very rare. Hardly ever does he quote somebody's name. According to the Rambam and according to the Rosh, like we're writing on a whole shiur, about why this machlokas has never been resolved. It's never been resolved. Right? The machlokas. Then the Rama says, no, it's about tzitzis. So what, the halach is a very big nafkamina. What do you do by pajamas? According to the Rosh, the Potter, according to the Rama, the Chayiv. Right? The black and white machlokas. Why according to the Rama, the Chayiv? Because you're wearing them during the day. You're wearing them during the day. But everybody does, because you wake up in the morning and you're wearing them. You wake up in the morning, you're still wearing them, it's the day. Every single morning of your life, you're passing like the Rosh. It's okay, you're allowed to do it. The Rama says, Safek Bracha Slahakel, Al Kain ain't. Well, it's a Safek Bracha, says the Rama. Al Kain ain't Levarech Allah Elokishalovish Bayom, whom you could gang came Leom. You have to have both factors to take a bracha. It has to be the day and something you wear during the day. Even if you're wearing pajamas by the day, you want to be Machmir, that's a different story, but you don't make a bracha. Because it's something who we all like, that you never make a bracha on pajamas. The achatz field arvitz, afal pisha adai in yomu, ain levarich alav, right? Ublo yom kippur, okay, fine. That's why in Yom Kippur we put on the talis at night before it gets dark. Why? To avoid this problem. Because according to the Rambam, you would not make a bracha at night on the talis. You wear a talis by day, yeah, but it's night now. So that's why you should always try to put on the, even before shkia, you don't run into. Shkia is different. Shkia itself is a suffix, but before Shkia, you don't run into that problem. Right? So it's fascinating that the Mechaber quotes both Shitas. And by the way, there's no resolution. There's no resolution. The whole Shaila, what does Rashi hold? So Rashi here says, you know, they have a lot of inks and spill, who does Rashi hold like? Because Rashi says, Talis, Ha'asuya, L'Ksus Laila. A Talis that's made for a Ksus Laila. Petura min hatzitzis. Who is Rashi hold like? They just hack all day with this because they go both ways, right? Who does Rashi hold like? But that's the story over here. So again, fascinating thing about pajamas. I guess we're all makel, right? What? What if they don't? Usually they don't. What if they do? What if they do? I can't imagine anybody. I can't imagine someone will do that. What? Yeah. So now the Gemara says, O eino ella prat l'ksusuma. What? What'd you say? O eino ella prat l'ksusuma. Maybe it only excludes a ksus of a blind person, who, by the way, cannot see. And we just explained that tzitzis is tied into uritim also. The Gemara says, no. That includes a ksus suma. Hamani mekayim u'itim oso. The one that would need to oso. Prat l'ksus layla. My roi t'l'rabos ksus suma. Ulhot t'ksus layla. Why are we picking that one over that one? Marbanik Sasuma, I'll include a Tsusuma, Shiesh Nabri Esalachim. Well, other people can see it. The guy helping him can see it. Umotzi Anik Shoslaila, and I'm going to exclude a Tsuslaila, Shiesh Nabri Esalachim. Nobody can see that. Nobody can see it at night. That's why if I have to pick one over the other, I'm going to say that a Tsusuma is yes, Chayiv, and a Tsuslaila is not Chayiv. The Idach, Naskalei Neasher, the Idach, Ashel Darsh. Fine. Very good. That's the end of the discussion. So we tried to bring a Raya from Tittit, and we said it's not a Raya. Not a Raya. Whether or not the begadim are long or short, kosher or not, is tied to the machlokes of whether or not a five-corner garment is kind of a Tittit or not. We rejected it. And then we had a tangent about Ksus Laila. Right? And once we talked about it, we had a tangent about Ksus Laila. Right? Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. It says bad. What does the word bad mean? The word bad means shihub shall put. It's you made out of pishtan. Pishtan is flat. Linen. Bad, shiu chadashim. They should be new. Bad, shiu shazurin. That the fibers making the begadim should be twisted from other fibers. Each strand is composed of other strands. Bad, shiu chutan kafel shisha. Six times over it has to be woven. Bad, another, shiu yulbosh shal chol imahen. Don't wear anything else when you're wearing the vigdik kahuna. Amalei abayel Rav Yosef. Vishlama she shall put. It's just one time that has to be made out of linen, or flax, hakamash malon, but in, midiachmina lo. Elabad, shiu chadashim, chadashim in, shkakim lo. But if they're not new, they're not good. For Tanya, for those that are not aleph, mashukakim, if they're worn out, share them, they're kosher. Amar le, ul taimech, and according to you, it says, bad, shiu chutin kafal shisha, that means woven six times. Bad, bad means mashma one time. So the Gemara says, El hachikamar. So the Gemara says something very similar. Hachikamar. Big godim, shenemar behen, bad, tzvichin yishal putz, chadashim, shizurin, has to have all these requirements. Chadashim, putz, chadashim, shizurin, sheikhutin, kafal shisha, yesh mehem la mitzvah, yesh mehem la ma'akev. Some are just lechatzila, and some really matter. Yimai dahai bad, kitnahu. How do you know that the word bad means linen? Amar Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Davra Olam and Akarka, bad babad. It means something that comes out of the ground, each in its own shoot. And you have that by flat. So the Gemara says, Ema, Imra, maybe it's wool. No. So the word says, no. Imra, Mifzel. What does Mifzel mean? Split. So Kitna, Nami Mifzel. But linen or flax also split. So the Gemara says, Al Gidei Lukusa Mifzel. It only splits if there's a blight. If it's abnormal, then it splits. Normal doesn't split. Ravina Arame Hacha, Te'ere Pishtim Yir Al Rosham, Umitzase Pishtim Yir Al Misnehem, Loyach Giru Bieza. What does Loyach Giru Bieza mean? We're going to do that tomorrow. How do they translate the words Loyach Giru Bieza? The Shankarizal Bieza. Very smart. Smart of them. Amalei Rav Ashi Laravina. Now one second. That pasuk is a pasuk in Yecheskel. That what? That the big dekuna should be out of pishtan. The Gemara says va'ad asi Yecheskel menolan. And how do we know that until Yecheskel came along? How do we know that? How do we know that? You have to wait for Yecheskel to tell me that big dekuna should be out of pishtan. So he goes all time. According to you, the umber of Yecheskel, the umber of Demitaris Moshe, and all the maznu. We have another vort like this. We don't learn it from Moshe. The Bidibri Yecheskel ben Buzi Lamadnu. That what? Call ben Nechor, Oral Leif, or Oral Basel, Yavala Mekdashai. Any Kohen that doesn't have a Brismila, or is an Oral Leif, he's a Mummer. He can't serve in the Avoda. How do we know that? Doesn't say in the Torah. Atsuba Yecheskel Menolan. How do we know? Till Yecheskel Kabel, how do we know that? Hello, Gemara Gemirila. It's a tradition. It was a tradition. But Asi Yecheskel, but Asi Mechid Akra. Yecheskel put it to a Pasuk. But it was a tradition. Hakanami here too. Gemara Gemirila. It's a tradition. Okay, one more minute. My lo yichkru b'yeza. What does it mean? Don't burn it b'yeza. Amar Abaya lo yichkru b'makom shemitzian. Don't tie the belt on the place where you sweat. K'detanya k'shem chogrin, when they would tie the belt, ain chogrin lo lamata mimatnehem, not below the loins, below lamayla etzlehem, not by your underarm. Why? Those are places where people sweat. Ella k'neged atzile yedehem. You should tie it by the atzila yedehem. Atzila yedehem are your elbow. you know, the chitaya, that when your elbow is, when your arm is down, your elbow is next to your stomach area, that's where you should tie it. Too high, you have a problem with sweat. Too low, you have a problem with sweat. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow more of the same discussion. And we'll have a